did you become a Christian?
I began to be Christian in 1982. Mm-hmm. I was called by the God because I was a stronger person and I do wonderful things, and God called me. But the pastors, they were coming to teach me how I can be a Christian. And I didn't be able to agree. And then later on, I went to drink. When coming back, I told my family, I want you to stand and you sing the things for the churches. And then, after that, I told them, now we are now going to tell God what we have done it, which is bad, which is good, and I'm the one who can study it. Then I started to preach, then I see the heart becomes very heavy.
Yes.
In the soul. Then I started to say that I want you to read Luke 12. But I didn't know does it mean in Luke 12. And then after that, people that were coming in the house, and they said, no, this man maybe have taken poison. Why he's crying and crying and speaking a lot of words, and they come to catch me like this. When I say that God can beat you, then when I do the hands like this,
yeah,
they fall down. And some Christians, they say that no, it is the spirit of the God, so let him talk and let us do what he is saying. Because I was telling them that kneel and pray for God. I don't want a drunk person in this my house. But in fact, in that time it was at 11 p.m. night, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I finished only 1 week, and they sent me in the Jordan.
The what?
To the Jordan Baptist now.
Oh, Baptist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah? So from that time up to now, I've not yet to go back for misery.
Hallelujah.
Then,
okay, go ahead.
Then I just continue misery up to now. And the missionary wise, they come and say that now we can make you to be evangelist, and I continue to be evangelist. After that, I get him to be the pastor. So I'm just dealing with it.
So tell me about your church.
My church is at Skowet by Itisa. So I've been there, then I given transfer to Ilula. Now I'm at Ilula. From here it is about 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you and I have gray hair. Do the people in your church have gray hair, or are they young people?
The people, I have the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And the old mummies, well as the men, so which I'm dealing with them.
Yeah. Tell me about the singing and worship at your church. What's it like?
I have the singing and the worship in the church, which they were dealing with the church, and ushers. I'm having for that. Yeah.
Do you have instruments like drums or guitar or keyboard?
No, I just have the drums.
Drums?
Drums. Keyboard, I don't have it.
No.
Instrument, I don't have it.
But the drums?
and yes. singing.
Yeah, drums. Thing.
What kind of drum?
What kind of drum do you have?
The drum which I'm having for the Africans.
Oh, got this, like this?
Yeah.
With one hand or two?
No, or one hand.
Yeah, you're kind of hitting it on the side, so it's a drum that's hit on the side.
This way.
With the hand.
This one, the stick.
Oh, one stick.
Yeah, just beating.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Brother Cosima, for sharing with us about how you became a Christian and a pastor. Thank you.
Yes, I'm very happy because God called me. Then I must do as I've been called, because the Jeremiah, God told him to go to Israel to tell the people for Israel. That Jeremiah said that I'm young. How can I go and talk to this big man? The God said that the time when you are in the stomach, I know you. The time when you are a bath, I just give you the. Let me say. Mamlaka. They give you the force, let me say like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then he told him that you go, I will stand with you
yes.
in your dark tongue.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just, when I go somewhere, I know that I stand with the God.
That's right.
Yeah. So I can't be fearful. speaking the word, I must do.
Amen.
Because God is in my dark